Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger.
Hello.
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 Here we are.
We return with another Killing Time.
You know what? I mean, I know we talk about it all the time, but I am so proud of us. We have never missed a damn episode of this podcast.
Of any of our weekly episodes.
Ever.
Ever.
Or Patreon.
Nope.
We just keep on going. Keep
Sacrifice
on trucking.
Sacrifice everything. We got to be in this room.
Sacrifice. And honestly, we've been together for a few months straight.
Yeah.
Even when shit's crazy.
That's right.
Look at us go.
We're killing it.
Well, if you're watching on video right now, on Patreon only, we have our video content of all of our Killing Times on there, as well as one full bonus episode every single week. True crime. Sometimes they end up longer than our regular
they
first three episodes.
I'm like, this is 50 minutes, 60 minutes.
Sometimes, of us just talking straight.
Yeah. Sometimes we get on a tangent and we just go with it.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about our Patreon episodes.
Oh.
But this too.
Yeah, this too.
You're not wrong, Jared.
Yeah. Well, that too. Yeah.
The tangents on Killing Time are great.
Right.
But
well, Patreonies. Patreonies.
Patreonies.
Patreonies.
We're happy that you're here. Thanks for being here. And another thing you get with Patreon, those of you who are considering joining, you will get any multi-part episode all at the same time with the release of part one. So you won't have to wait. But really, the extra episode a week is what is really the
driving
what you're
force.
Paying for. Yeah.
And we have like over a year of backlogged episodes on there too. It's
right.
just so,
so
much
So if
shit.
You're like out and you need like 50 episodes, we got you.
We got you too. I'm trying to cover my feet for the Patreon because I don't want to give away free feet videos.
Mm.
I'm tucking them in here. So,
another bonus to the Patreon is you can see Jack's feet.
For free. I did get another email. There's this guy that emails me all the time. His name is Adam Skyen or something like that. He emails me once a month, every month, asking for feet pics. And it's not like a copy-paste email.
How does he know about your feet?
He doesn't. He just, the email is just one line every time and it says, Jackie, you have really nice feet. Can I buy some pics? But a variation of that every month.
How much money are we talking?
I don't know. I haven't asked yet. Like, do I engage?
We send him my feet.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You should ask how much he's
willing to
pay. Yeah, because then you could always refer him to someone else.
I mean, I'm down to sell feet pics.
It depends on how much he's asking.
Easy money. And I was watching another podcast. It was Sophia that used to be on Caller Daddy. Mm-hmm. I watched a podcast clip on Instagram about selling feet pics. And they're like, the uglier, the better.
Really?
People don't want like manicured feet. So like Jared's feet are good to go.
I'm about to be a millionaire.
Oh my goodness.
Jared's, man, I'll say they're mine.
Maybe that's
the key.
My toes are all
the
searching.
The ankles will give it away that it's not yours.
Each one of my toes is searching for its own meaning. They all go a different way.
They do.
They're just like, this one's over here.
Do they want an atrophied foot that can't spread the toes?
Then they got you. But you know what? This is true love. Now we're on one of those tangents. This is true love because, you know, I have a foot phobia. I hate feet. They freak me out. I think they give me anxiety. Like I get like the shivers and stuff around like bare feet. But I can touch Jared's feet in a loving way.
Wow.
She did it the other night. I was like,
you're evolving.
What?
I know.
Yeah. You're becoming Maximum Jack.
I know.
Maximum Jack.
I am. I feel good.
Jaximum.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, should we get into the day
yes.
today?
So.
Today is June 1st. Happy summer, everyone.
Happy summer.
I'm in Mexico
at the moment. Well, Jared and I are actually, oh my gosh, on this very, we obviously record a little bit ahead of time because we're going to both be out of town. I think June 1st is when Jared and I will be at the chateau that we're getting married at doing our food tasting.
I can't wait.
That's delicious. Exciting.
I know.
Ooh.
I know. Very exciting.
It's going to be awesome.
We're in France.
We're in France right now. See ya. Wow. Look at us.
Time international.
Time. Yes. Okay. So June 1st, 1869, Thomas Edison obtained the patent for an electrographic vote recorder.
Whoa.
So that, I looked it up, and that is, it basically keeps tabs on how people were voting in elections, like as it was going electronically, allegedly.
Okay.
It's like old timey Dominion.
Exactly. Ooh.
Yeah. Bring it full circle.
Love an invention. So that was the invention of the day.
We got our invention in.
1926, Marilyn Monroe was born.
Wow.
1968, Helen Keller died.
Oh,
sad.
Sad day.
Rest.
And, another patent. No, well, kind of. 1974, the Heimlich maneuver for rescuing choking victims is published in the Journal of Emergency Medicine.
Love that.
Love that.
And then 2004, dark day, opening statements in the Scott Peterson trial begin.
Mm.
So there's a lot going on June 1st.
Have you ever seen someone have to perform the Heimlich maneuver?
No. Not in real life.
But I was in Texas with Matt, and he almost died choking on a carrot.
Really?
And a neighboring table came over and like hit him so hard in the back because none of us know what to do. And the carrot went flying, and I paid for their dinner.
Oh,
my God.
That's
ask
insane.
Him about it. It's crazy. And he's like, the irony is that he's vegan. And he's like, I was choking on a carrot. Like, what if he died?
Oh, my God.
It's like Steve Irwin doing what he loves.
Yeah.
Oh, my
but
God.
I was shocked. And I was like, I should learn the Heimlich because that it was so scary.
That is so scary.
Because I've never seen anyone actually choke like that.
So they didn't use the Heimlich. They just hit him really hard.
It was a man who hit him, just came up. And because like I couldn't tell he was actually choking, but he couldn't make a single sound. Like, that's how you actually know.
Yeah.
He couldn't even cough.
Yeah.
And the guy could tell.
Oh, my God.
He like hit Matt so hard in a life-saving way, but it was terrifying.
That is so scary.
Yeah. Matt, if you're listening, glad you're still here, babe.
Oh, my God.
And shout out to your savior as well.
Shout out. We didn't even get his name, but
oh, my God.
Date night on me.
Thank you, sir. Jared, do you want to describe June 1st as ChatGPT told me about it?
Yeah. Do you have a description?
Yeah, I do. A little paragraph.
I love reading.
Oh, I like this new role for Jared.
I know.
Thank you.
Dramatic reading.
Dramatic reading of June 1st.
June 1st, a day cloaked in sinister undertones. As summer's arrival is marked, a deceptive allure veils the impending horrors.
The horrors.
The sun rises with a malevolent intensity, casting haunting shadows and whispering of imminent doom.
What?
Nature twists and sickens as if corrupted by an unseen force. The air grows heavy, foreboding secrets lurking in its midst. Desolation consumes the streets. Joy replaced by hollow echoes. Ugh. The sun's glare instills discomfort, while the night becomes an inky void concealing nightmares.
Inky void.
Inky void.
I don't even know what that means.
June 1st. Dark. A chilling reminder of the darkness that lies beneath the summer's facade, where hope wanes and shadows of despair stretch forth, revealing the delicate balance between light and darkness.
Wow.
Finn.
Finn? Is this
Finn?
Finn.
Finished.
It doesn't say fee.
I mean,
I wish I could write like that.
I know. It's incredible.
Now you can.
I guess maybe next
time. I see why the writers are worried.
You know.
I'm going to say maybe in the style of Edgar Allan Poe next, but this is pretty poetic.
Ooh, I love. Remember when I was doing my stanzas in the Edgar Allan Poe
poem.
Rhyming couplets?
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Edgar Allan Poem.
Edgar Allan Poem.
That's what poems are named after.
Yes.
I mean, that was the fact that we discovered ourselves.
Poem.
Okay, so do you want to hear the deep dive?
Yes, please.
Yes.
So this is also on the day, June 1st, 1947, the Doomsday Clock first appeared on the cover of Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, and it was initially set at 7 minutes until midnight. Do you guys know what the Doomsday Clock is?
Indeed.
When the world was supposed to end?
No.
It's like threat levels.
But number one, I just want to say where I found this, they said the Doomsday Cock, and I was very interested.
Well, that's the porn parody.
And I was like, what is the Doomsday Cock? And then I looked it up. And then I was like, I know. We all know what the Doomsday Cock is.
We do.
I think.
Okay.
Maybe. I think we can imagine.
Yeah.
Grimace knows.
Grimace knows. Okay, tell me what you know about the Doomsday Clock.
All I know is that it's the value of the clock is relative to the chance of the world ending. I think it's a nuclear threat.
Yeah.
And I don't know which way it goes, whether it's like, was it The Office that did threat level midnight?
I think that's literally based on the Doomsday Clock.
Yeah, so yeah. I think midnight is like the bad.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's all I really know. So please enlighten me.
I'll let you know. I thought it was so interesting. It says the doomsday clock is a symbol that represents the likelihood of a human-made global catastrophe in the opinion of the members of these guys. The clock is a metaphor for threats to humanity from unchecked scientific and technological advances. A hypothetical global catastrophe is represented by midnight on the clock, with the bulletin's opinion on how close the world is to one represented by a certain number of minutes or seconds to midnight. So basically, like, the closer to midnight, the spookier it is. And it said the main factors include influencing the clock are nuclear risk and climate change. So the clock's original setting in 1947 was 7 minutes to midnight. I don't know why they decided that's such a random arbitrary number.
Seven's a lucky number.
It probably isn't arbitrary to them.
Probably means something.
Well, I am wondering what other variables they take into consideration, where they get their data.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I have some bullet points for this. So it says since then it's been set backward 8 times and forward 17 times for a total of 25 times of it changing. The farthest time from midnight was 17 minutes in 1991, and the nearest is 90 seconds, set on January 24th, 2023.
Fun.
So we're at 90 seconds right now.
Really?
Yep. So it said the two lowest points until 2020, this is before COVID, was 1953 when the clock was set to 2 minutes until midnight after the U.S. and the Soviet Union began testing hydrogen bombs. And then in 2018, following the failure of the world leaders to address tensions relating to nuclear weapons and climate change issues.
Do they keep adding new people to this bureau?
And the other thing is, like, this is...
Don't they have an algorithm for this now?
It almost seems irrelevant.
It seems like they're just doing whatever they want to do.
They're just like, ooh, some spooky stuff happened. I guess we got 90 seconds.
Also, it's who's like, to say what the Earth's threshold for things is? We don't know because we haven't pushed... Well, I mean, we are pushing it now, but
yeah.
I think it's just... There are too many moving variables to understand exactly what would end the world.
Well, it's like, and we don't know the ins and outs of whatever the nuclear tension is.
I don't like this clock.
Yeah. How do you know what Korea is doing? North Korea is doing.
Nobody does.
Right. So how do you know how at danger we are?
So it said in January 23rd, 2020, the clock was moved to 100 seconds, 1 minute and 40 seconds before midnight. And it said the dangerous rivalry and hostility among the superpowers increases as the likelihood of nuclear blunder. Climate change just compounds this crisis.
Nuclear blunder.
And then it was moved this year to 90 seconds, meaning it's the closest it's ever been. So I just thought this whole concept was so weird.
It sounds very unscientific, which is the irony for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you know
Seems
what happens?
Arbitrary.
It's kind of literally opinion.
Yeah.
Have you seen, I'm talking to like if it ever hit midnight, have you seen like those things that have been pre-recorded for like...
When the world's ending?
Different like broadcasts that would go out over the like
How airwaves. Did you see them?
There's like...
You can see them on YouTube.
You can see them on YouTube.
And
it's
they're
like,
the official ones?
Yeah, like I don't
Probably
know.
Leaked ones.
These networks have these like in case of the end times.
They're like if like a nuclear attack or something.
Yeah, and one of them super eerie. It's like...
Should we play one on the podcast?
Yeah,
I'll see
should.
If I can dig one up. We'll if play, I can, we'll play I'll play one. It now. So it's a marching, it's like a, not a, it's like a band, like playing.
Like a procession?
Like a, yeah.
Like the spookiest thing you could think
it's
of.
It's very spooky.
To calm people down?
I don't know. Maybe it's like a final salute. I don't know what the.
No, it's like the guys on the Titanic playing their
playing
music
the
as it went down.
Ooh, gentlemen, it's been an honor playing with you tonight.
Did you guys watch Triangle of Sadness?
No, what is that?
No.
Oh my God. We'll talk off
I feel like
okay.
I don't want
All
to.
Of you. No, it's like a modern day Titanic, but even better.
Ooh.
It's
Sad?
So good. No.
The sadness isn't...
It's not sadness.
I need dread. I need more dread.
No, you'll love it. It, like, was nominated. It was, like, an award-winning... Okay. It's about, like, influencers. It's actually...
Oh, okay.
You'll love it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just don't
want to
watch anything. I can't watch sad stuff.
No, it's awesome.
Like we said last
it's
episode.
It's Woody Harrelson. Like, you'll love it.
Okay. Well, yeah. Doomsday Clock. Little deep dive into that. So weird. I don't know if I trust it. But now we've got some bitching to do.
Yep.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Welcome to On the Stand. Every week we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We either love it, we hate it. We talk about it. We vote on it. Bring it to you to vote on Instagram. Sometimes we have a listener on the stand.
Which
have
we do.
Week.
Ooh.
So should we kick it off with that, or we want to end with it?
Oh.
Either way.
Before you do this, we should probably let our listeners know that if you would like to call in and leave your own on the stand.
Jared's just excited he knows the number now.
The number for that is 818-446-6889.
Holy shit. We should do a lower third with the number flash.
Should I?
Oh my God, like an infomercial.
We'll see if I remember if you're watching.
Or like the bouncing Mickey Mouse ball that's like on a
dash
thing.
We got to do the theme song.
I'll give people what they want.
We'll work on it.
So this on the stand is actually for Jared.
Oh.
Well, we can weigh in, but it's music. So I thought maybe you'd have an opinion.
Let's find out.
Let's have a little listen, shall we?
Hi, Jack Jared. I'm calling Matt. Maybe Matt. I feel like every time I call, I always start with maybe Matt because I love Matt. But my on the stand for today is I am not the fondest when music or like if you're listening to a song that's like 3.5 minutes long and the last like 20 seconds of it is just instrumental. I am not going to lie. I skip it every single time. Once the words are done, and this might be a very controversial thing. Once the lyrics are done, I immediately hit next. I have to have Spotify Premium or I'd run out of skips. I am not the fondest of it. I think it's because there has to be words when I'm listening to music, or it's just not as engaging for my brain. Like I'd rather sit in silence. So I think there should just be singing all the way up till the end. But I do appreciate the music. I just, when I'm listening to it by myself, I will immediately skip once the words are done and certain songs. I know that I'm going to have to skip it at the end. But that's why I listen. Have a great day. Bye.
What do you think, Jared?
Well,
you guys don't have that many instrumental interludes, do you?
We do. And our most well-received works have a lot of that stuff. We have an album called Lovely Little Lonely.
Ooh.
And it's got a lot of that.
Is it about
interludes, though? They're not complete. I mean, they're like a song.
They're
between
attached
the song.
To the end of certain songs as well. The album was designed to flow from the first song to the last song pretty much seamlessly. So
yeah, they really do. It really, those are nice.
And so
Justin Timberlake does that sometimes.
Ooh,
it's great. Cool. I mean, Future Sex was a fantastic record. They
that's
when
he did one. Like, I think that she knows he did an amazing interlude at the
he
end
did.
Of. Yeah.
We constantly reference that.
That's one of my favorite interludes ever.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But my point is, I think with the current state of where we're at with the way that music is released and consumed,
it's singles. It's a single
not
world.
Friendly towards these kind of long play things. We're still doing it because to us, we love that stuff. So it's still important
the art.
To incorporate it. But
it's just not going to be on your single.
No,
you're not gonna have a music interlude
and if it
single.
Were to be, you would have a radio edit or something that people, because it's like she said, people do get bored. People's attention span nowadays is shorter than I think it's ever been.
Yeah.
And so it's very important. That's why you see the platform has just shifted to singles and just releasing singles around almost schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I just think it speaks to people's attention span and that's all good. That's 90% of people who listen to music probably agree with this, and I do too to a certain extent. Like, depends on what I'm doing, and if I'm in the mood to listen to a record as art, then that's a whole different vibe.
Do you do that? I don't do that anymore.
I really listen to music.
Yeah, just in the me either.
I have some
podcasts.
Music sucks. We were just talking about it yesterday. New music is all bad.
Old music's good though.
But even old artists that I love, their new music is horrible.
But their old music.
Their old music is
where
great.
It's at.
Yeah.
It's been hard, and there's a lot to sift through nowadays too, and that makes it really challenging. And I think that's another thing that's driving the way that things are being released in single form, because you just want to capture someone's attention quickly. There is so much noise out there, so I don't know. I see the point, but I'm gonna say that an interlude or a long play is not guilty from my perspective.
Okay, I think it's when it's necessary. I like it too, but it's not getting me hooked.
No.
I'm not. You think I'm listening to an instrumental after a song?
No.
I can barely listen to a full song as it is, a 3-minute song. But I will say there are exceptions. The XX will release instrumentals that are the most dreamy, amazing, and you feel like there's lyrics in it. It's so good.
Well, Tycho is one of my favorite non-vocal bands.
And like Ratatat would do it too. Like yeah. there's some people who do it really well.
Yeah.
Or like some of that house music is yeah. really good and doesn't have
literally just
words.
The lo-fi beats playlist on Spotify. Is
oh,
fantastic.
Oh my God. I listen to so much instrumental music from lo-fi beats.
I think it really just, and that's why I was saying
it depends on what
it's
mood
a mindset.
You're in.
It's totally a mindset.
I can't work with lyrics on
yeah.
because then I like, my brain starts
that's why,
to track them.
That's why I do like lo-fi.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a mindset. So I would say not guilty just from my perspective and like being someone who releases music,
yeah.
but I think it's totally subjective and I don't think it really,
yeah.
you know. It's hard to weigh in.
All right.
Okay, I'll go. So this is something that I don't know how everyone's going to feel about this. I didn't know how essential a heating pad would end up being mm-hmm. in my life. Like, mm-hmm. I have one on my work chair. I have one on my bed. I have one on the couch. And, like, I don't know if it's a medical thing or if my body is just aching more than a normal person's. But, like, I'm here to normalize heating pads in almost any setting.
So you're using these not just for your period. You're just, like,
oh,
using
no.
a heating
Are
pad.
Are you sitting on the pad? How does it
Sometimes.
Work?
Sometimes.
Is it, like, a cramp sort of thing? What
no,
is this?
No, like, okay, so I'll
Warm.
Put it in my bed to, like, heat the bed before I get in it. And, like, put
oh.
it by the feet. Because my feet are always freezing. I just run really cold.
Yeah, me too.
And, like, I'll put it on my chair if my back hurts.
Yeah.
Or I'm freezing. We don't have heat in the office or AC. So I'll, like, heat up with it. you know, I'll put it on the dog sometimes because he likes to nuzzle up to
oh,
it.
Buzz.
But like, they're so ugly. Like, they need to make a new, more
they're very ugly
contemporary sort of stylish sit.
We need to start building them into clothes.
Yes,
well, they do
heated
have
clothing.
No, they have heated clothes.
Oh,
I've looked so. I mean, every time I look for a parent or for presents for my mom for Christmas, it's always like
heated
clothes for cold people or like presents for cold people.
Right?
They have like heated jackets and stuff.
Yeah,
but like me. Is it, well, I was going to say, is it good having like so much like whatever around you? I'm like, we carry our phones with us everywhere.
I don't know.
It's worse than that.
I don't know if it's good or bad.
I'm sure it's
but
fine.
I used to have a heated blanket under my bottom
Ooh.
Sheet that I would like get the bed toasty, but like Matt's not. I mean, he's like a.
I don't do
Jared
heat.
Would literally die.
I don't
yeah.
do heat. Unless I'm about to get frostbite, I don't want any heat.
No.
Yeah,
no.
he would die.
Yeah, I mean, but like, is that bad? I mean, I usually like a funny ha-ha on the stand, but this is
no,
my truth today.
This is your like necessary
yeah.
needs in life.
Yeah.
I like hearing about this, though, as someone, as a lower back pain haver.
Sciatica haver.
I don't know if it's...
The man's got
it
sciatica.
Hasn't been diagnosed as sciatica, so we don't have to get into that
But it
right
is, because your dad has sciatica.
Yeah, but I've never been truly diagnosed, and it comes and goes.
Okay.
Anyways, hearing about it, like I think there is some sort of like upside... for me like doing that because I feel like it is really good for pain.
It's really good for pain
just,
and inflammation.
Yeah. So I think it's not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Like normalize them. Let's have them in
Everywhere.
Conference meetings. Let's have them our chairs heat up.
Love this.
Mm. Like
Love.
Like how heated car seats are.
Ooh.
Hell yes.
Right?
Oh my God, that sounds so nice.
I know. Well, that's it. Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Woo!
I'll go.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm putting on the stand, and I tried to Google if there is a term for this, and I don't think that there is, but it's when you're walking down the sidewalk, and you see somebody walking towards you, like, 50 feet away, and you just kind of lock in with them, and you lock paths, and no matter which way you try to step around them, they step the same way. So you're, like, trying to get around them this way, they go that way.
And they're trying to get around you.
And your paths are just now locked into each other.
Forever.
I don't know what that is, but why does it happen to everyone? And like that is being put on the stand because it's so annoying,
it's and
so embarrassing.
Prophecy.
It's like, why? Why do we do this?
I got sucked into somebody's tractor beam yesterday.
Really?
I was bringing a bunch of recycles down to the recycle bin, and I was carrying all this stuff, and it was so funny because I saw this woman from like 30 feet away.
Yeah.
And I'm like fumbling and like carrying all these boxes. And it's so clear. Like if I saw somebody doing that, I would steer so clear of them.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, you're falling apart. We came so close to smashing into each other because that thing happened. And I don't know. I thought it was called stutter stepping, but
it's
I don't
not,
think
I
that's right.
Up. No.
So anyways, like she basically was less than a foot from me, and then we just had to stop moving, and I had to say sorry, and then move to the side. There was like 15 feet of sidewalk. She could have gone around so easily, and I could have as well. What is that?
I just don't know why you lock in so far away. Like, if this is not the thing where
you're anxious about it. You're trying to avoid it, and then it's
and then it just
self-fulfills.
Pulls towards, pulls
towards you. Yeah, it's very
you.
Magnetic. I've been
like,
there.
It's not when it happens 5 feet away or 10 feet away. It's like you're literally like a block away and you see this person and you are locked in and you are going to run into them.
Is it programmed? Is it like our desire to be near other people? Is that an innate thing?
I don't know what it is.
For me, it's like the really lame stuff I say when it happens. I'm always like, beep, beep, traffic jam.
Oh.
And I'm like, who are you? A dad? Are you middle-aged dad with grandkids?
The whole way back, like after you pass up, you're just like, stupid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're thinking about that. Comment.
I always do. I'm like, bumper cars. Oh, like, it's God. Always just the lamest thing that exists in my brain comes out.
It's like the embarrassing moment that you think about for like 5 years when you're going to bed. You're like, that's why did I say beep, beep?
Yeah, I was... We were walking into the apartment and I had a giant watermelon that I bought at the store. And this guy goes, hey, that's an awesome watermelon. And I was like, thanks. And then we got inside. I was like, thanks?
It's not my best.
Grew it myself.
It's yeah. not my best moment.
Like, that whole interaction was so...
Well, complimenting someone's watermelon, you should be like, thank the earth, dude.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Whatever.
Well, I'm saying that's guilty. I don't
guilty.
Know what it is. Somebody tell me the science behind
that's
it.
Guilty.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jared.
All right, I'm going to keep to my... All right, we'll keep it fruits. So I was at... We were at Costco and... my new thing has been taking grapes and freezing them, and then that's a snack throughout the day.
You have to call it
grape.
A grappé.
A grappé.
Yeah.
So I bought a big, because Costco sells these like massive things of grapes. I'll throw them in a freezer bag, freeze them all. Got them home, was so excited. I was like, okay, we have frozen grapes again. This is great. Good snack. I eat one before I put them in the freezer, and it has seeds in it. And I look at the thing, and it says seeded grapes.
Not good for freezing.
First off, I don't like the
not
I don't
good
like
for eating.
I don't like the wording of seeded. To me, I don't know. My brain read it as like you took the seeds
seedless.
Out, which would be seedless. But seeded, I feel like you seeded these. Like you took the seeds. I don't know. I got it wrong.
You got it wrong.
Anyways, I'm putting anything with seeds that's going to be consumed, and you could get rid of them. Like a watermelon can have no seeds.
I think you have to genetically modify them.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
Because I don't know what they did with the grapes.
You can't like if you took a seed out of a grape, it would be have a hole in it.
But I can see. I get. Grapes without seeds all the time. And I'm not planning on growing my own grapes, so I don't need the seeds.
But
so,
those are some GMO grapes that you're eating.
That's all good. Is that bad?
I mean, kind of. I mean, I don't know. Is it?
I don't care.
I stand here alive before both of you right now, and I've been eating seedless grapes for a long time.
I don't give a fuck.
I just don't.
I'm going to eat a fruit. It's better than eating candy.
I'm going to also do that.
Ugh. Yep. Anyways, I'm putting...
We just had Lunchables for lunch. We're not like...
They were delicious.
We're not like the health-conscious LA people.
I wonder if Lunchables will be a sponsor.
Please.
It'd be so good.
But now I'm trying to figure out how to eat around the seeds of my grapes, so for
no,
me...
No, those... they go straight to the birds.
Maybe you should plant one and see what happens.
I don't need grapes, and I don't have room
Jack,
for grapes.
Jack thinking about...
Oh my God, I was like, how do grapes grow on a tree?
On a vine.
Are you serious?
I was, but I...
As you're drinking, like, Prosecco
I corrected
right now.
Myself.
Okay.
I forgot that they grew on the vines.
Wow.
I was looking at imagining a tree with just little grape bundles.
Yes.
A seeded fruit.
Okay, guilty.
Modify it. Guilty.
Guilty.
Bye.
All right, well, when we come back, it is time for something different.
Woo! When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus, and I couldn't practice enough. And it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's True Accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals.
If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and the real world makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the real world, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime. Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay. We're doing another Ask a Girl, Ask a Ginger.
Yes.
We got some questions. The people want advice.
Ooh, here we go.
So we're going to jump right in. Here's a good one from Brittany Sneed on our Facebook group. If you're not in our Facebook group, please join.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
Turned into such a good little community. She said, advice to send my daughter off to college. She graduates June 1st and turns 18 on June 3rd. What would you tell her as she starts her next life
adventure?
First of
all, your daughter is going to college today.
Oh, yes.
Oh, happy college day.
So this is a perfect.
And she's graduating today. Happy graduation.
Happy graduation. And she's going to college on the 3rd. So 2 days after. So, okay. What can you tell her in the next 2 days that will make a lifelong impact?
Whoa, the pressure.
The pressure. Okay.
I mean, I think one of the things that I just spent so much. Well, there's two things that I spent so much time on. And I think a lot of young girls do. One is hyper focusing on our bodies so much where it's just like taking over everything. I think like trying to be a little bit kinder to myself and my body would be one. And then another one is like, guys suck.
Yeah.
You know, like, except for Jared. But like everybody else, it's like the times I wasted crying over guys that are like the biggest losers in the entire world is insurmountable. Yeah. Like it's insane. So, yeah. I mean, those would be my like two main kind of things.
Yeah. Mine would be if I could go back year one as a freshman, whatever. You don't have to know what you're doing. But I wish I had locked in on my passion earlier so that I could have really like started making money the second I graduated. You know what I mean? In some way. So I think just like. She can't know the second maybe, or maybe she's one of those kids who knows what she wants to do, but encourage like that.
Yeah.
Like dipping her toe in lots of different subjects to find out what she wants to do. Cause the sooner she knows, the better off she'll be.
I also just think like, I don't know what your relationship is with your daughter, but like having an open line of communication, I think is so good. It's like, you're sending your daughter off to college. It's like the hugest life change she's ever had. There's going to be moments where she's unsure about things or she needs advice or like she gets herself into like a pickle or trouble or whatever, and just having that line of communication to know that you're always there to have her or to have for, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's super important.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, that's, you know, when kids can kind of get
trust their parents to not
yeah.
with they can go to them with the really hard moments. And exactly. A lot of kids don't want to because they're afraid of getting in trouble.
It's like a weird age to be. What about you, Jared? I mean, you went to a little bit of college.
I went to a little bit of college.
What do you wish? I mean, take the daughter out of it. What would you say? Like, or if you had it, well, you're
what
not
I really liked about how my mom approached the whole thing when I went was she was like, this doesn't make or break you in life. She was like, you're going because this is what you think you're supposed to do right now as the next step. But she was like, there are many paths in life, so don't put all of your importance on this one moment. She's like, obviously do the best that you possibly can. But when it came time and I was like, I have a different opportunity and I'm going to go for it. Like, she was really supportive of it.
That's so right. And it's done well for you.
Yeah. And that's a tough thing, especially when you're looking at like your idiot kid and they're like, yeah. I'm going to join a band. It's like, my
it's
parents
hard.
Could have easily been like, no.
Or judgmental or anything.
Yeah. So just having the support, and it's like Jack said, being like knowing that I could go to them and be like, this is what I'm thinking. And I was afraid to do that. And I knew that it would be probably met like with open arms or at least an open mind. And that made it a lot easier for me to make like a really pivotal choice in my life. So
yeah,
I think just being available like that and like just kind of, you know, supportive.
Being supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, congratulations to your daughter.
Happy graduation.
Woo.
Okay. I'm going to go to Instagram for our next one. This came from, I don't know his name or her name, but it says, how do I not wake up sore as an adult? Seriously, what gives with this aging thing?
Okay. I got you. So mattress, I'm sorry. You have to, beds are expensive.
Got to spend the cheddar.
Because there's just nothing worse in life than not having good sleep, you know? And you need to find your pillow combination. Mine is under the knees. I got one. If I'm on the side, I got to hold one. I need one.
Oh.
I need three pillows to sleep.
I have
four.
Well,
so it's like you got to find your combination and then you got to create the right ambiance. Like I'd wake up really dry. We have this incredible humidifier now.
Mm.
You got to have the right sounds. You got to soundproof your bedroom. Like you need to make it a sanctuary for rest.
I'm going to give you some advice that people have given me, which I have not taken, and I wish that I would have earlier. Lower back exercises to strengthen your lower back.
Well, I stretch every single night before we go to bed.
Yeah.
And it has been a fucking game changer because I would throw my shoulder blades out all the time
sleeping. That's what I get a lot.
Yeah, I'm like in a pretzel. God knows what I'm doing. Like, I just carry so much stress in my body. And I have not, knock on wood, I have not thrown my shoulder out since I started stretching. Every single night, I'm like, Jared sees me doing it. He does not participate. He should for his lower back sciatica.
Should. Yeah, I totally should.
But
I don't know. Sometimes I'm lazy. Sometimes I'm like, oh, it doesn't.
But stretching feels so good.
It does.
Good when you're done. And then I see I'm like, oh, I'm getting a little better. I'm getting a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think it's just if you do it over time and you get that strength back, and like lower back and core strength is something that just like, it doesn't matter what you weigh, it doesn't matter how big you are, how small you are, like having any sort of core strength is better than not.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think I would, that's one of my regrets of like from working out, especially earlier age, like I wasn't focusing on lower back and like strengthening my core like that. And you'll pay for it. Also, get good at sleeping on your back. Jack's doing it, and
it's best. You are?
I'm teaching myself
how to.
That's
what I do.
But like, I'm also sleeping elevated, which is helping with my, I wake up so puffy because I literally sleep on my stomach. Like,
you need a zero G bed. That's what we have.
Ooh. What does that even mean?
Ours, like, it's like you're in space.
Oh.
So like our bed has a remote.
What?
And it adjusts.
Oh, it's
back
like
up in like our legs up in the middle. And it's supposed to be like, it's called ZG because it's like how your body would be distributed in
zero
space.
Zero gravity.
Yeah. Oh.
So that's how we sleep.
Whoa.
Okay, and it's good.
Okay, so spend that cheddar for real.
I mean, we had to get a new bed because we both had queens, you know, before we moved in together. So like we had to, so.
Whoa.
Again,
you
spend the most time in this one
spot.
So. Yeah, it's worth spending the money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, next one comes from Tori Ann Bauer. And she says, so I'm graduating college in December. Congrats. And leaving the area shortly thereafter. I'm 27. It's a non-traditional student. And I live in my hometown, which is a Midwest rural area. I want to date, but I don't want to get into a relationship, if you know what I'm saying, especially if I'm going to leave the area. Also, I know almost too many people here. So should I just date around and live my best life and see what happens? Appreciate you all.
Yes.
Yes.
You're leaving. Just
now's the time. Break some hearts.
Dude, fuck around.
Dude, yeah. The best burnt bridge is the one that's in your rearview mirror.
That's right. Whoa. Off you go.
Wait, I love that.
Yep. Just leave a big pile of rubble behind and move on.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay.
You're young.
What's the worst that can happen if you go out and date? You meet the guy that you want to be with and you have to do long distance? Like, that's not the worst thing in the entire world.
Oh, if you happen to meet your soulmate, then that's meant to be, right? Yeah. But like, no, I think always yes. Be a yes person when you're young.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds great. Just doing it with like no consequences. God, you're not I looking for the one.
That's when you end up honestly jealous.
That's when you end up finding the one, though. Yeah. It's like when you have zero expectations and you don't care at all. Because, and you're just
that's
like,
hot.
I'm going to have fun.
Especially if you tell a guy that you don't want commitment.
Yeah.
They're going to be in love with you for like 10 years.
Yeah. They're like, now you need to be my wife.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jared?
As somebody who was certainly not in this situation, especially in my 20s, I was in a relationship for a long time. Yeah, go nuts. Like,
go nuts.
I feel like there's a lot of growth that I missed out on as like having those experiences and just like living my life and like trying things. And I don't know. I think there's a lot to be gained from that that you can carry on into like the more serious part of your life, which comes after that. So
yeah,
totally.
So go for it.
Same.
Okay, let me see. The next one is friends who act selfish and are almost 30. How do you deal with conflict in older relationships? So basically she's had friends for a long time and they're still acting like selfish assholes.
Well, it's time to distance yourself and find someone. You know, you don't have to end friendships with people, but I've definitely recalibrated my friendships and they're no longer the people that you turn to for certain things. And you have to be like, hey, that person's always going to be kind of selfish and use them as a social friend or whatever. But you grow out of some people. And if you're realizing they're selfish, like life's too short.
I think that there's this like notion that like friends that you've had your whole life and childhood friends, like you're supposed to keep in your life forever. And like, you know, you could let them treat you badly because they've just been a friend for so long. And I think that's such bullshit.
Yeah.
Because people do just make excuses for people because they're like, oh, that's just Jessica. That's just how she is. She's like a little bit bratty.
She's been like that.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't think that anybody needs to keep anybody in their life that's toxic for them. And, you know, that's overstepping boundaries and like whatever. So it's like, I think the best thing that I've ever done in my later life is just cutting people out of my life that don't serve me in a friendship type of a way or that's unbalanced or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's left, especially us with our group of friends. We have like 5 friends.
Yeah.
And they're all amazing.
Yeah.
And like, that's who I want to spend my time with. I think you realize as you get older, like time is fucking running out all the time.
It's faster and faster too.
And I'm like, I don't want to waste it on somebody that like treats me badly. No,
being
or that's
upset
like,
sucks.
Yeah.
I don't like feeling angry at people either. That's like a toxic way to feel. And I get like very mad if I feel slighted.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want to be around people who slight me.
Yeah.
That's not I don't like feeling pissed off at people either.
No. And there's nothing wrong with just like setting boundaries and exiting friendships that are not right for you.
That's right.
Yeah. It's tough to, I understand that like the daunting part is like making new friends in life, especially when you hit your 30s. Like,
yeah.
But I think it's important to look at the trajectory of your relationship with somebody, because if you've known someone for a really long time and you've grown closer over that time in like a healthy way, it's a really great sign. But if you've known somebody for a long period of time and there's only more conflict as time goes on, it's an indicator that something is not right between the two of you and how you gel. And it's probably good to set boundaries at that point, because it's like that's becomes toxic at some
people
point.
In romantic relationships all the time. Like,
yeah.
And I also think this applies to family too. Like family members, cousins, like they can't be abusive and get away with it either. Right. Like we have to have boundaries with people who are.
There's no excuse.
Not
just
good for us.
Yeah. Just because someone is like family
close.
Or whatever. There's no actual excuse.
It's, yeah. Like I was saying, it's like, I think some people hold on to this thing where it's like, I've known this person for 25 years. And it's like, okay. Like you're not getting a trophy because you've had a friend for so long.
No,
like,
no one cares.
But
that's just for you. And like your little sticker book you share with them from second grade or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. So yeah.
Set some boundaries. Cut them out.
Cut them out.
Bye.
All right. Well, we have so many other ones, but we've run out of time. So we're going to hear about you terrible people next.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Hey, naughty peeps. We're going to just dive right into the worstie firsties. And here we go.
Hi, The First Degree by Alexis, Jack, and Jared. So I'm calling, this isn't really a worst thing I've ever done or a on the stand. It's just kind of something crazy that I've known about for a really long time and kind of true crimey, kind of weird. So I figured I would share it with you and yeah. Okay. So I live in a small town on the Eastern Shore. I'll just leave it at that. And in this small town, one of my best friends and myself know a secret about two other people that they don't even know. Okay, so here it goes. So one of my very best friends, her family has been in our small town for generations. So there's several, you know, mom, dad, grandma, all that fun stuff that all lives in this small town. Well, she told me a funny story that her mother went to high school with a group of people. And she ends up, her sister ends up sleeping with one of the guys she goes to high school with, has a kid, right? So if we're taking it back, it's my friend's cousin at this point, right? So she's similar to us in age, and okay, no worries. We grew up, we know who this girl is. She's my friend's cousin. Okay, whatever. Now, flash forward, we're in high school, and we're talking later, and she says, my mom just told me this crazy story. So this other girl that we go to high school with, I don't even know if these two girls know each other, to be honest with you. Maybe they have known each other's names, but they definitely weren't friends by any means. So we find out that these two girls are actually sisters. That guy, way, you know, back in the day, you know, slept around, it seems like, and ended up sleeping with another local woman who had a daughter. So now these two daughters, they're probably, I don't know, 5 to 6 years, maybe 5 years apart in age, but they have no idea that they're related, but we do, me and my best friend. And it's crazy because they actually look pretty similar. And now that I've actually seen a picture of their father, it's just wild. Of course, it's something that me and her just know. They have no idea. I would obviously never tell them, but it's pretty crazy. And I thought that you guys might get a kick out of it, you know. 5 degrees of separation. You never know who you're related to. All right, guys. Love the show. Been a long time listener forever. And hope you guys have a great day. Bye.
I love stuff like this. And more stuff like this is coming out because of things like Ancestry yep. and 23andMe. Like yeah. a lot of people's secrets are getting sort of blown up yeah. right yep. now. I also wouldn't tell. That's up to their moms or not.
That's not
that would
on
be
a,
the
yeah.
craziest can, bomb to drop
you
on
could,
somebody.
Yeah, it could really derail someone's life. Like if you're going to tell a child something like that, it has to be done so carefully.
Yeah.
And that's like at the discretion. Hopefully yeah. they have thoughtful parents. So I think your instinct is correct. I also love knowing secrets that no one knows.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's the best.
It's my favorite.
Yeah. Juicy.
Are you somebody
I love
who
it.
Would keep it like, you're like, this is my secret I get to know?
I'm a good,
or do
I
you like
keep,
to share things?
I'm a good secret keeper.
Yeah. yeah
so I do not, if someone's like, you cannot tell, I won't.
Yeah. yeah.
But I like to know, that, like, I like to know them. But yeah. I also know the stakes now of like stirring shit up. Like,
yeah.
I just don't, I would never tell someone something that will hurt them unnecessarily. Like,
God.
Period.
My favorite thing to know is like relationship tea and then be like hanging out with that person. And I'm like, I know a lot of shit about you.
Really?
It's my favorite.
Yes.
I love that.
Oh, shit. Ooh. Oh, look at you right now. You're like...
Because it's like, because I am also a good secret keeper. Like, if something gets told to me, like, I am keeping it in the vault. Like, I am very trustworthy in that aspect. But, like, I like knowing.
Yeah, me too.
Feels good.
Me too. And I, like, will continue to know because I don't blow anyone's secrets up. Ever.
That's good. I've gotten a lot better at that recently.
Were you a secret teller?
I used to just... big mouth everything.
Oh my God. Have ruined surprises by accident.
Yeah. Yes.
But like, I actually haven't. I've almost ruined surprises.
Yeah. By accident. It wasn't on purpose.
Right. But like, I'm not good at lying. I'll say that.
Oh,
but if someone's not going to confront me about something, then I can keep a secret forever.
Yeah.
I just like, I used to hate like dead air in a conversation. So I'd be like, want to know something?
Just spontaneous utterances. Just
I'd be like, I got to say something.
You've ever been told. No. Yeah. Like tell somebody else's deepest, darkest secret because you don't like awkward silence.
That's how I used to be. I'm not like that anymore.
Oh, my goodness, Jer.
Yeah, there's repercussions now.
No, I see the value in keeping a secret and maintaining a good relationship. Yeah.
Thanks for the tea.
That was a great,
great, great worst tea. My God.
We should do a segment that's like spill the tea.
Ooh.
Stay tuned. Patent pending.
Petty gossip.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Love it.
I love this.
Me too.
Okay. You have a stanza?
I do.
I cannot wait.
Dear George, an advice column. I asked George for advice, and more than once, I asked him twice. For every suggestion that George made ruined things, left me betrayed. George doesn't know what he's doing. It's pure nonsense that he's spewing.
Ooh.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Lex, you're just on it.
You should see my last one.
We should do a little poetry tour for you.
Okay.
Set it up. Oh my God, will you do the bongos?
Yeah. Straight up.
Should I wear like little round black glasses and a beret?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Be beatnik?
Yes.
We're doing it.
Okay.
All right.
Snap.
Stay tuned.
2024.
Tickets,
stay tuned.
Tickets going on sale soon.
Yep.
Woo. Bye, guys. Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.